Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today is Friday, and it's the last day of August, which is the month of our 8th year anniversary. Funny, it's 8 years, 8 months of the year, and we're going into our 9th year. So we are celebrating that, and hopefully we'll be getting a chance later in the show to discuss a little bit more about number systems and so on and so forth, the celebration of numbers. So I don't know why we celebrate numbers. I mean, we celebrate birthdays, but I mean, if we're celebrating numbers, we're celebrating being back on the planet, which I don't know, some of you might want to be back on the planet, but I don't. I mean, I'm here, but I don't want to come back after this time. So
do you find that funny?
What do you mean?
Well, you're laughing at me. You're hysterical with the fact of not wanting to come back like it's a joke.
I'm hysterical about the fact that we're celebrating numbers, whereas, you know, numbers really, I mean, I don't know if they're a reason to celebrate. I guess, you know, advantageous numbers that are filled with good content are a reason to celebrate. If we're back on the planet, we might as well have numbers that are infused with good energy, but you know, I don't know if being back on the planet is exactly a reason to celebrate.
Well,
but of course,
we celebrate
the birthday every year.
Something.
Oh yeah, I mean, we have plenty of reasons to celebrate. Okay, plenty of things we try to celebrate on the planet to make it life on the planet more tolerable. 914-338-0164 is the call in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Yes, and we have a couple of callers in the queue. We invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Please do follow us. We really appreciate it if you do. We get so many compliments on the show, people saying how much they love us and have been calling for years, yet they fail to support our pages. So please do that. It helps us. And it's such a small token of appreciation for the work that we do, which is voluntary. And in fact, we pay for the show. So we are again encouraging you to follow us. We know who does and we know who doesn't. It's just like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
You know,
same kind of thing.
He doesn't follow us.
You're right.
Now, one of the elves does, Billy Barty on the other side.
All right. Okay, so we have callers from 313 and 9. Excuse me. I'm speaking to you rapidly. 313 and 347. So we're going to take 313 first and then 347. Please hold
Neil
on.
Neil and Kristen.
How are you both? We are good. Is this Ralph?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
We're surviving in this heat wave we've been having. How are you, dear?
Okay. I'm pretty okay. Thanks for asking.
If I feel like when I call people, I mean, I'm not a person that calls people dear, generally. But but it makes me feel like I'm old. You know, it's something that old people do.
Yeah.
So But I call my cat dear. That's like the first person I've really called dear. Well, I call you dear sometimes.
Well, one time you were trying to drive me down in the headlights and you called me dear.
Ha ha ha. D-E-E-R. He's making a not funny joke. Okay. Sherelle.
11:30.
93.
11:30, 93.
How are you, dear?
I'm pretty good. I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay, talk to us. What's going on?
Okay. So I was just like, whatever that comes through.
Whatever that comes through. Well, yes. I don't know. First, I'm going to your job for some reason. You're in the dietary.
Yes.
Dietary, you work in a retirement community, right?
Oh, yes, a nursing home, and I work at Tubby's.
Tubby's?
Yes, Tubby's Submarine. It's like Subway, another sub shop.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know you did that, too. So that's the first
yes.
place. How long have you been working at Tubby's?
Since about January. I used to work there when I was a lot younger, about 2 or 3 years, and I decided to go back. Because I needed, the extra money income. But I'm ready to leave both. I'm
ready
for a new job. Yeah, I want to get off the food. Tired of food.
Okay, so that's maybe why. I probably should have said, I mean, if I was being super psychic, I should have said, I'm getting a vibe that you're leaving your job or you're wanting to leave your job. But the first thing that hit me was regarding jobs. So, okay, so I'm on first base. But I didn't get to I didn't get a home run. So you're wanting to
for
leave
the last 2 weeks
job.
Both. Yes. I've been at my job, my first job for 4 years, and I have not moved up. I mean, I'm stuck at the same position. Like, I supposed to have been evaluated this month because August was my fourth year, and my supervisor have not once came to me. Hey, well, Sherelle, you know, whatever, it's time for you to be evaluated. Like, they just don't appreciate us. Not even me, just all of us. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, the fact that I tuned into that is resonating with you. And you said you spoke to your superior about moving up in the job and he's not receptive or she's not receptive.
Oh, no, I haven't spoke to him about anything. Can't move up. You can't
you
move
just
up. Like, no type of growth. Yeah, it's no type of growth.
Well,
no benefits.
Well, what I like about, personally, and Neil can weigh in here, what I like about the job that you're working at in the nursing home is that you're maybe not directly involved in the care. I mean, you are involved in the care because you're preparing food or you're serving them. But you're not like a nurse necessarily. But the fact that you're involved in the service to older individuals, I think is very good for your karma. So it's not a suggestion that you don't change jobs, but if it's possible to get something similar at another facility, perhaps, where you might have, you know, you've had this experience, you said 4 years experience.
Yes.
4 years experience. What is she? How old is she?
27.
She's 27. You're making a change right now, actually. So this is actually a good time to make a change for you. But with that experience, maybe there's something that will open up at another facility where you will have more responsibilities or a job title commensurate with higher wages, and that you're not just doing the same, you know, same job that you've been doing in the past 4 years. Maybe you can get into a role of supervising or something like that. Now that I've said that, what's your feedback? Are you looking for something completely different, or are you planning to stay in the same kind of range?
I just want something different overall. Just different, like an office job or like clerical work. Just something different. I'm just
Oh, yeah. You don't even want to be in this industry at all.
I want to be able to dress up professionally, put on a nice business suit, briefcase. You know, I'm tired of wearing a hairnet, can't get your nails. It just makes me feel like I'm not even a girl no more. I miss being girly girl, you know?
Yeah, I understand. And you're so pretty.
And then for me to be suffocated under the mask, that's a whole nother conversation because I really just don't believe it's a virus out here. But that's a whole nother topic to get off.
Wait, into. You don't believe there's a virus? You don't believe there's a virus?
No, I don't believe that. No, I do not.
Well, that's okay because you you and I are on the same page.
No, I do not.
I think there's something going on. I do think there's something going on.
Right.
I reflect that. I do think there's something going on, but I don't know where it's coming from, and I think it's a bunch of manipulation.
Well,
but
they're trying to kill us all off, if you ask me. They're trying to kill us all off. They put something out here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I agree. I absolutely agree. Wow, we're really in sync today. So you want to get a clerical job. And
I mean,
you
not
somewhere.
Because I have a degree, you know. I would just want to be able to use my degree. You know, I could do human resources, administrative assistance, graphic design, you know, just a lot of variety of different things other than working around food.
Yeah.
Like,
I
deserve so
that.
Much better.
You have a degree. Well, yes. I mean, I still encourage you to do something with your degree that is involved in the realm of service because that is going to be great for you on a karmic level. And you can still get into an administrative assistant job or something involved in clerical work that is in a field that is, you know, help, you know, involved in helping others. I would go there first. Neil.
Well,
okay.
Speak.
Hi, Neil.
Welcome. Hi.
Thank you, Christian.
Cheryl.
You're
Hi.
Welcome.
I want to
keep your
master number
here for some reason. I don't know why.
Because your master number is 9 and you're completing a cycle that started at 18. So you have to look at your life of what you've been doing from 18 to 27 because you're about to close that cycle now and you're going to start a new one from 27 to 36. What did you do at 18 when you were 18?
What did I do?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Working, going to school.
What kind of work?
18. What I was doing at 18? I believe I was working at Henry Ford Hospital. I believe I was working in a hospital doing. I was a patient sitter.
You were a patient?
A patient sitter. She was still involved in patient care on some level.
Oh. Yeah.
She was.
Okay. So what you're doing?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What you're doing is you're starting a new cycle, so it's a new kind of rebirth. And because you want to go into clerical, that makes sense because you're now somewhat allowed by code to start a new journey at 27 to 36. One of your problems is that in your linear map, you're moving from your 0 in your day to the 9 in your year. So that means a dramatic jump. A climb. Now, the climb itself to the 9 in your year is your master number, your very master number. So it seems appropriate that you can start to imagine yourself in clerical work at the age of 27, but it's going to mean a climb. That means you're climbing out of one energy, a field that you've been familiar with, and you're jumping into a new. Now, the fact that your code suggests you can do it is good news. So there is a clerical job awaiting you. The clerical job might have to do with an industry you're familiar with, like the food industry or something like that, but it's more on the clerical side. Do you have a specific, in terms of clerical work, do you have a specific environment you want to work in? Sherelle?
Sherelle, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Any specific environment that you would like to work in?
What kind of environment?
Yeah.
I'll just be surrounded by happy folks. The same energy as mine.
She says happy folks. I can't turn the
happy
volume
folks.
Up. Any...
No, no. What I don't mean about the character of the people. What kind of industry do you want to do clerical work in?
I believe like an office job, if I'm not mistaken, if that's the question you asked.
Well, no, the office, you can work an office in the lumber industry, you can work an office in medical, you can work an office in you got to narrow it down.
I wouldn't mind doing human resources or a coordinator, being a coordinator, walking people around the business, showing them how things is. You know, I wouldn't mind doing stuff like that.
Okay, fine. Well, then you've got to start approaching those industries that have to do with human resources and applying for clerical work. Now, your code suggests you're going to be able to do it, but it's going to be out of a great effort. It's just not going to fall in your lap. You're going
right.
to have to, so you, if you work towards it, you'll get it. That's what your code says. But, and if you want to do human resources, I mean, you've got to think, you know, do you want to work for the government? Do you want to work for a hospital? Do you want to work for grants? You've got to decide
exactly
what narrow down the human resources, because that's too broad. Does anything come to your mind now?
No. I get
no.
what you're saying. Break
okay,
it down.
Okay, Sherelle, you got to think, you got to sit down and you got to think what source of human resources, you want to go into, and then start to build your qualifications. You've got to go prepared. You've got to start. You're too vague. But
yes.
where you're going, if you specify it, and start to develop a background as to why you should be there, why you're valuable, you should be able to land a job. But, you know, you've got to specify what part of human resources you want to go into.
I still think that she should, I mean, you know, Sherelle, you don't have any sevens. You don't have any sevens in your birth date. I mean, is there any broken up seven? I mean, you really have to stretch it to find a seven in your birth date. There certainly isn't a solid seven. Oh, yeah, there is. Yes, there is. In your karmic number. I was looking at the linear code. But I think that most beneficial to you is to be in an area where there is service. Have you thought of any type of government job, working on, like, you know, in the state?
I have thought about social work once upon a time.
Exactly. So, or, you know, with Medi-Cal benefits. What are you shaking your head now?
Well, she has no social.
What's your
degree?
Yes, she does.
But what's
her
degree?
I have an arts degree. I have an associate of arts.
Oh, you have
so
an
I could
A
do law. Yeah, I could do law, journalism. Like I said, administrative assistant, dental hygienist.
Well, you know, you may need to encourage. You know, you may need to go back. She has to go back into clerical work. But there are jobs in those facilities that don't require a degree necessarily.
Maybe. You have to, you know,
but she's going to be at a lower level. The problem is you're looking for something that's a higher level job, and you're going to, in those fields, you're going to be at an entry level.
Grow. You know,
have you decided,
grow.
have you Have you thought of going back to school?
Yes, I have thought about, but with this going on, I don't know. And I don't like, I'm more so the in-person. I don't like doing online. That's just not me.
Well, I'm sorry. If you're so jumbled today. The voice is like in and out, and we've got our
volume
at top volume. That's okay.
I'm more so of an in-person class, not an online person.
Yeah,
with all this
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, and I think you get a better education doing the in-person type.
You could try to find an advocate for people's rights that's a lawyer and apply for clerical work if you know the computer system and everything. Go to a law firm.
But I agree with her back on the topic of online schooling, unless you're going to a really top university like UCLA or USC or something like that, that is resigned itself to doing online classes just because of COVID. I think that you're going to be taken a lot more seriously than if you were to, and I don't know the schools in your area specifically, but I think you're going to be taken much more seriously than if you're going to a college like Liberty University, which was in the media recently, which, you know, accepts anyone based on whether you've done the requisite amount of units or not. So, you know, I agree with you on that, but furthering your education, I think, would be a smart idea since you've considered it. And you're so young, Sherelle, you're 27 years old. I mean, you've got a lot of time ahead of you. So I would investigate. I would investigate what schools perhaps might be open. I know that in elementary schools in our area, many of them have opened for in-person learning. I mean, it may be abridged because of partial in-person, partial online learning for whatever reason, COVID, blah, blah, blah. But there may be some schools that would accept you. So that's what we suggest.
Okay. Thank you both. You're so awesome and helpful.
You're welcome, dear.
As always. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Take care. Keep in touch with us. And please, Sherelle, when there's a change,
call us. I will. I keep y'all
updated
on things.
Okay. And you can always shoot me an email on Facebook. Sherelle, follow with us, which is great. We appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you all as well.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And for those of you who have not followed us, our links, Facebook and Twitter, on our Blog Talk Radio profile. I have to post our show to our page to see if we can generate some more calls. And we do appreciate Sherelle's support. We do. We have two additional callers. We have a 347, then we have our dear friend Jennifer. Our dear friend, what is up with deer? Using the word, drive me nuts.
I find myself using it.
You use it more than I do, but I mean, I feel too young to be using deer or honey, but I feel inclined to be using it today. 347, what's your name?
My name is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, you know, there used to be a group called 357. Do you remember them, Aaliyah? Probably not.
No.
357. Well, before your time. Anyway, you're from 347. A-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
A?
Right.
Double A-L-I-Y-A-H.
Yes.
Okay. Aaliyah, what's your birth date?
April 10th.
April 2nd?
10th.
No, the 10th.
The 10th. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing. And we've got our volume turned all the way up, so I don't know what the problem is. And we need your year, please.
1996.
5, 15, and use 30 equals 3. You're my master and karmic number.
Oh, that's for a birth chart?
What?
Is that for the birth chart?
This is for new... It's not birth chart per se, like an astrology chart, but this is your specific code. This is your specific code, your master number derived by that linear code. And so, you know, I said I'm a 30 equals 3, but it has no bearing on your life as opposed to mine. They're totally different because of past life energies, current life energies, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So many components that are gonna be specific to each individual. So Aaliyah, what's you're the one that had the job at the stadium.
Yes.
Yes. I remember you. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've called and you had some problems there. So what's going on today?
Well, I had unemployment and now I'm like running out of money. So I'm just focused on like work.
And you live with your brother, right?
My little brother, yes.
And you have problems with him?
My older brother, yes.
Oh, you have problems with your older brother. You live with your little brother, not your older brother.
Yeah, right. Well, my older brother, he lives here, but he sometimes be here.
Okay. All right. And you're saying, can you speak really clearly? I don't know if you're on a headset, but we're having audio problems today. So could you speak very clearly into your receiver?
Yeah. You can hear me now?
Yes.
All right, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, see, you know, what's going on with work, money-wise, you know, intuitively.
And you were living in after this job loss.
What?
After you lost your job, I'm just trying to backtrack here. After you lost your job, because you brought someone into the stadium when you were not on work hours.
How's it going?
Huh?
Yeah.
And then you moved into a woman's shelter, right?
Yeah. How you know?
Because I remember. I remember you. Do you remember us? No.
Yeah.
You
I
do
don't
remember
because
that?
I called so many. I don't remember the name, so I called so many.
Well, follow us. That'll help you remember us. Like our page, like Neil's page, like our follow us on our personal page, which is generally our, you know, we use that for work too. It's not really, you know, an ego trip. So follow us. That way you'll remember next time. But yeah, I do remember all the details about you. I remember so many details.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Neil mm-hmm. remembers too. So you're having problems with work. You didn't get the job back at the stadium.
No.
Okay.
Everything is closed because of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
So,
it's really unfortunate.
You know,
so have you applied anywhere? I mean, some places are hiring. Essential workers, grocery stores.
Security,
which is what she did before. And they have to have security, the necessity for security at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about Kmart? Have you thought about a large, you know, like a Kmart?
I think
security?
They're out of business. Walmart.
Security, yeah, I thought about that. I was actually just working for security, but I stopped working, and I've been collecting, like, unemployment.
So, yeah. And that's running out because of the the $600 supplement. But Trump approves. I don't know where your state is as far as the Trump boost, and I don't know whether New York is adding that extra 100 to three. But several states are in the application process. For some reason, I'm getting a rose around you. Stupid. Talk about general. I mean, doesn't really relate to your question. Anything about flowers?
A rose?
Anything about flowers in your vicinity? Garden? Anything? Logo on your uniform? Anything related to the security job you had before? No.
No.
Nothing. Okay.
So what is your question? You're looking for work?
Yeah. I called someone, I think like yesterday, and they told me that they keep saying, like, they keep hearing engagement, and then you telling me you see a role. So I keep hearing that as well.
Well, maybe the engagement that they mentioned is somehow related to a rose or a gift from a suitor, and I'm picking up on the energy of the call that you had with the person. I don't know. No garden in your area. You don't have flowers. I know you're in, like, New York, so it's kind of a concrete jungle there, but
she's thinking maybe a romance.
I've been around gardens, but it's not like roses. It's like fruits and vegetables.
Well,
that's not.
Do you have any romantic interest right
she's
now?
She's been around gardens, she said, but not.
Aaliyah, do you have any romantic interests at this point?
No, I just broke up with my ex. So.
You broke up with your ex? Did he give you flowers ever?
Yeah, a rose, a red rose.
Okay, so so your ex gave you a red rose, and that's what I was saying.
Yeah, recently.
Okay, so that is relating to the current dialogue we're having. That red rose, and you broke up. Why? What was the reason for the breakup?
He was living, like, unstable. So, okay. Everything was unstable.
Sounds like a good idea that you broke up. And anyway, so that's just a tap into your energy. The rose does fit because it was he gave you red rose.
She?
She said she. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a female suitor?
No, he.
Or he.
Oh, he.
It's a guy.
We're having so many problems hearing today. I apologize. So he gave you red rose. You guys are broken up now. It was an unstable relationship. Good for moving on. But you need work. You need a job. So we need to get you a job.
I had money. But I was too busy running around with him, spending all my money, and from the unemployment. And he had got the unemployment now. He has the unemployment now, like, backed up money. So he has, like, $10,000 or, like, $10,000 or $11,000. And now I'm out of money, and now he's not around. So that makes me feel a type of way.
Okay, so that now the rose has a stronger significance because it's relating to your lack of funds. And he was providing money. Now the breakup has dried up those funds. that's where we're going here. So we, like I said, we need to get you work. And COVID has made it much more difficult for people to apply for work. Are you getting any unemployment right now?
Yeah, like $200 from the unemployment. That's it. It's not hard to find a job. It's not hard.
Okay. Well, that's good news. I'm real quick, Aaliyah, I'm looking up New York and where they are in the $300 supplement, because what happens is with that extra $300 a week, it's going to be backdated to August 1st. So, I mean, this is not a permanent solution. Unemployment. Yeah. It looks like there's going to be a wait, because they're not, they're just.
I think you need to be looking at security work, like at a Walmart, something like that, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
That's what I think you should be doing right now.
Yeah, and you're going to have a wait, because they haven't even applied for the $300 boost. That's what I'm reading right now.
They haven't applied for it yet?
It looks like New York has not applied. Several states have applied. Arizona and Texas are already.
Yeah, I saw that. Benefit. I saw that.
So, you know, as far as a supplement to your to the unemployment you're already receiving, it looks like there's going to be a delay. So the best thing that you can do is work at a job. Of course, if you're working a job, then you lose unemployment benefits. And once
I really want to drive, because driving will be much easier, because I could be able to, like, deliver food, stuff like that.
Well, like Instacart, you can do Instacart, you can do Shipt. Those are all delivery services that hold.
Yeah.
Well, have you applied?
I don't have a car. So, you know, I'm trying to work hard to get that.
That makes it hard to delivery drive. Do you have savings which could enable you to purchase a car?
I'm trying to work on that now too. So, yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know what? I want to commend you on trying to move forward. And it sounds like you're out of the woman's shelter. You're back at your home. I don't know how healthy that is, but however, you're out of the shelter. I think that's good. You're looking for work. You're trying to get a car. Perhaps if this unemployment boost comes through, you're going to be able to sock some money away and buy a car. Maybe it's going to be an old car, because there's not a lot of, they're saying 5 weeks of unemployment are going to be improved until, I don't know, Senate goes back in session and they have to negotiate additional unemployment boosts. But as far as delivery driving right now, it looks like you need something more immediate than delivery driving.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be realistic. You don't have a car. You don't have a horse and a wagon. You can't be doing delivery unless you do it by foot. You know, you pass out papers or something for a while. And you pass out flyers or something like that. I think you could also examine a security guard at a, like I was saying, at a Walmart or something like that.
Because it's where you have experience. I mean, obviously, if you're a delivery driver, they're not asking for a ton of experience, just a plain driving record, I would imagine. But you don't have a car.
Yeah, the thing is, Aaliyah, you have to be proactive. You need to get going. I think September may be a rough month, but October may be better. So So you got to start preparing now and start looking. And just be proactive. You're on a multiple of your master number 3 by 8 because you're 24. And that's a good place to be for you right now. But, you know, what I'm saying is if you work hard, you might have a job by October. But you've got to start looking, specifically in security work or, you know, if you can get a car. But that doesn't seem to be the first option right now. Get security work and save some money. It's going to be a climb. You're like the other individual, Sherelle. You both have a climb from 0 to 9, but you're not at 30 years old yet. You're 24, which is a multiple of 3.
Yeah,
and
they have
8.
The 0 in the same position in the birth date too.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you know what's weird about them is that they have the same 4 and 1 versus Sherelle's 11 3.
Yeah.
The same sum on the karmic side of the birth date.
Right now,
so
Sherelle,
that's bad and that's good. And what? How is it good?
What do you mean?
Comparison.
Like
you
said, I'm at 30. I'm 24, and that's good. How is that good?
Well, you have 6 years to your change.
You're on a multiple of your 3.
Right.
3 times 8 is 24. So you're on a multiple of your master number times 8.
So that should bring in something. There should be a change at this age. Additionally, you're 6 years away from your karmic turnover at 30 years old, and that 6 is held in your year. In addition, it's held in the crossover, 4, 5, 6. So if you add up your month, day, and the century as a 1, that's another 6. So good. There's good things going on. And it seems like you've made some changes, which are positive. So since the last time we talked.
I keep seeing those numbers too, like 666 or 1144 or 222444. I see those numbers.
Yeah, but the main thing is you're on a multiple of your master number. You've gone through 8 cycles. You're 24 years old, and you're in a category where you can be making a change right now. And what you're sharing with us is you could do something in either security. Doing delivery is a little bit harder right now for you, but doing security is good, and that's what you should be concentrating on now. And like I said, you could maybe have a job by October.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe there's some romance along the way coming up. So.
Yeah, the rose came in, so
yeah.
Perhaps that's future. I mean, it was past, but it could also signify a future romance.
Okay, so I hope that helped, Aaliyah.
All right, thank you.
Just be proactive. Keep in touch.
Take good care. Yeah, follow us. Like us. Do you have a Facebook page?
I deactivated both of them.
Oh, all right. Well, if you decide to go back on, we appreciate your support there.
Okay,
take care. I feel like I like swallowed gravel today.
A lot of people feel that thing.
Oh, God, my voice is like a mess. Okay. Well, it's our darling dearest.
Delicious gravel.
it's a wonderful morning pick me up. 24370. I can you hear it in my voice? It's like
Well, you know what? Like attracts like. So when you're hearing it, you respond. You sort of get into the same energy as sometimes.
I'm so irritated about it. I thought I'd like not talk or do anything.
Well, we're all going through a little bit of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of people wish I'd shut up.
Not at all.
Mainly the person I'm looking at right now.
You are funny. You crack me up.
Well, I'm glad I can offer some content to the show. So, dear Jennifer, I don't know what is up with this beer crap today. What is new? You know, I've been thinking about you. I was going to email you, one, because we brought you on the show last time accidentally when you weren't raising your hand. So that was one reason I was going to email and I didn't. And the second was my interest in your budding romance with this gentleman, which you may not be calling about. So,
no. Well, it is about romance, but not particularly that gentleman. I gave him that, you know, I did the whole white candle thing. And, you know, we still talk. It's just, I think, gets it in his mind he's going in a different direction. And it's all good. I don't care one way or the other. It's not going to make or break me. But I was talking to another gentleman. And
okay.
He was going well. He seemed smart and witty. I didn't even know his birthday, December 26, 1963.
12/26/63. So, to reiterate, you are moving on from the other guy because he did not really respond to your, I don't want to say ultimatum, but okay, ultimatum.
Correct. So it's not like he's ruled out. It's just, you know, I'm exploring other options.
Okay. All right. And she's a 6, they're 36/9 together. Interesting, because your master numbers are held in his year.
29,
1, 2. What did I add wrong? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 21. No. What's wrong with this?
It's 11/26/63.
I thought she said 12/26/63.
I said 12/26.
Yeah.
Oh, 12.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's not a 29/11/2. He does have an 11, however, in his 12/26, but he's a 30=3. Mm-hmm. So your master numbers are 3 and 6. Those are in his year, which is nice actually, because it's on the transcendent side of the birth date. So that's a nice potential energy for something higher than, you know, a karmic relationship. Not to say that you're not connected by karma necessarily. It looks like there's some karmic connection here for the 3. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And he does have an 11 in his month and day. He's got a 22. So great. But his 6 and 3 are nice and correspond to your master numbers together. How'd you meet him?
Oh, I haven't even physically met him yet, but here's So I was talking to him, you know, things were fine, and, you know, we were getting along quite well. He's funny, making me laugh. I was making him laugh, you know, whatever. But I don't invest a lot of, you know, energy into it until you've actually met someone, right? Because, you know, what's the point unless you've actually meeting someone face to face?
Yeah.
So yesterday, he says, "Oh, I'm going to sleep. I had a flu shot and I'm tired." I'm like, okay, whatever, I don't care. And then today, he's like, "Well, I have to go. I'm going to get my flu shot." I said, "Well, didn't you tell me that you had one yesterday?" And then he doesn't respond because I think he got caught. And then he says, "Well, I don't remember saying that."
Well, it could be the flu shot, like,
thing to make up.
Eating away at his brain cells. Oh, flu shot. You know what's funny? Someone offered me, I was picking up a prescription at the pharmacy, and they said, "Are you going to get your flu shot today?" I was like, no.
Never.
Never. I did get a flu shot once, I think. I don't know what I was thinking. thinking? But anyway, never. Never, never, never. Okay. So his memory was wiped out by his flu shot.
No, by not having a flu shot.
Weird.
His memory flew away.
Well,
what a random.
Like sounds like a real charmer.
Yeah.
Probably.
What's wrong with her volume? I can't.
He's probably a very depressing person. I mean, it sounds like he had a few laughs, but I don't know if you have a few futures with him. I mean, he sounds. You met him online, or I guess.
Yeah.
So, what's your question? I mean, there's nothing thrilling about this guy that I'm.
Thrilling.
I mean, you have a flu shot and he's falling asleep, or he's going to have a flu shot and he will fall asleep, or he. I mean, it sounds like you have a few laughs. A few laughs. But anyways, so what's your question, though?
Well, my question is, I think I made the right choice, just said, you know, what, good luck. I said one red flag these days is enough for me. I'm a one red flag kind of gal. And I think it was a good experience for me just to, you know, at the first sign of, you know, that seems a little is it unstable? It seems a little unstable to me.
Sounds like a zombie.
Looking for confirmation that I, you know what? It's not right for me.
But,
what did he say that I missed?
He said it's like a zombie to me.
But you know, I mean, you're at it. You're 50 years old. Let's see. Your master number is 6. You're in the midst of a cycle, but you had a change at 24.
Tricycle.
Yeah. You had a change at 24, so you're essentially 26 years beyond that right now. You know, romance is still something you can be involved in, even on a karmic level, meeting somebody from a past life. I don't know. You know, to me, I'm not a big fan of meeting people on the internet. If that's what people do.
When he's not paying attention to me, he.
Yeah, when I'm not,
being married and all. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly. He likes to go out to the bars.
Yeah.
The bar guy.
No, she meant the barge down at the ocean. I think I'm Taylor. But what I would do about you got to apply first to your vision. You're a 6 by master number, so you might as well take advantage of your third eye. And you're a red flag kind of girl, so. That means that you go by gut action, gut reaction. You have certain standards, but that isn't to say that you haven't penetrated into your third eye. I mean, seriously speaking, to formulate a vision of this person coming. If there's anything that I can tell you right now, even though it's a very common name, I'm picking up somebody named Steven or Steve. That might be a future name for you. But it at least indicates that there might be a male energy approaching you. And maybe his name is Stephen or Steve. I don't know if you've known as Steve, but this seems to be a future Steve.
Solid name. I'll write it down. I'll remember it. My best friend's married to a Stephen.
Oh, maybe you're going to have an affair with Stephen. No, kidding.
Oh, I don't think so. That's not very loyal.
No. No, I'm absolutely, absolutely joking. We don't recommend having extramarital affairs, repeating, blah, blah, blah. But her best friend's married to Stephen.
Oh, your best friend is married
to
Stephen?
Yeah, so this is part of the, you know, movement toward a committed relationship.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
A committed relationship. Your friend
so may not
is
be
married
Stephen.
To a Stephen. So we take the theme of marriage via the name, and we now apply it to you finding, quote, your Stephen or your solid relationship. And maybe Stephen is just a stand-in name to represent what's coming in terms of the theme. Now watch, you, your friend and Stephen will divorce tomorrow, and don't
No. No.
Or waiting for a flu shot. No.
No, but it fits. It fits into the theme of you wanting a relationship and the fact that your friend has a committed relationship. Stephen came in, and so it all fits together. So we're, I don't know, not recommending this guy. I would say proceed with caution. Don't go to bed with him.
No, no.
If you already
I
haven't.
I would say that's fairly safe. Oh, no, I have
yeah.
not. No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, you know, you can test the waters as far as, you know, seeing if the relationship has progressed. But, you know, be very cautious with this. 1226 gentlemen.
Thank you. And you guys have a great weekend. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome, honey.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, we are back on the air for another show. Another show. Reminding our Facebook non-followers and Twitter non-followers to join us on our pages. Those are linked under our Block Talk Radio profile. Really helps us out. I hate to nag, but I'm good at it. I'm going to continue to do it. And not only at the end of the show, but I'll be digging into Neil as soon as the show ends.
I'm sure of it.
And we hope you all have a fantastic weekend. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.